A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey guys, hey, welcome back to the Side Hustle Pro podcast. It's your host, Nikayla, and I am doing kind of a different episode today in terms of this thought just came to me this morning as I was walking in the park during our morning walk, me and my son. And I just started thinking about this whole idea of purpose. And I realized that I want to unlearn the concept of purpose as I have known it thus far. And I readily admit that finding your purpose, discovering your purpose, what I think my purpose is, these are all things that I have said on this show and that I have talked about. And as you grow and as you know more, your perspective might change. And I think that's what's happening now. So rather than wait for myself to like flesh it out or to think, because thoughts and ideas and perspectives are meant to evolve and are meant to shift and change. So I'm inviting you guys along with this current shift and transition that I'm in. So what I was thinking about today is the fact that purpose can sometimes keep us in analysis paralysis because we think that everything we do needs to be some deep thing that's connected to some impactful, life-altering, truly inspiring work that we are meant to do while we're on this earth. And that if we aren't making sure that what we're doing is connected to that, or if what we're doing isn't connected to that because it seems really frivolous or real inconsequential, then we can't do it. Because how can we dare spend time or waste time on something that's not connected to purpose? Well, I'm here to tell you, let's abandon that. Let's abandon that thought process because it's keeping us stuck. Because what happens is, first, you have to really be ironclad, concrete, sure about this elusive purpose. First, you got to make sure you know what your purpose is. And before you know that, you're not going to act, right? Because you want to make sure that you're only spending time on your quote unquote purpose. And because we're not meant to truly figure that out, you're actually wasting time trying to figure it out. You get me? You following along? You're spending time on what can be seen as an excuse. I won't call it that because, you know, I'm not trying to beat up on anybody here. We all going through this life trying to figure out stuff together. But some could see it as an excuse to not get moving on your interests and to not act on something that's calling you because you're waiting to figure out if it's the right calling, if you're sure you heard what you did, if it's something that's worth pursuing. And I'm here to tell you that the whole point of living is to try. Just try your best. Just experiment. You have nothing to lose. Because we just don't know how much time we're given. We just don't know. And because we don't know that, I want you to make the most of the time that we have. So that means that if something is calling you and you find that you keep going back to this thought of, I've always wanted to do this thing, why don't I try that? You know, people always come to me for this type of advice and I enjoy giving it to them. And I could talk about this till I'm blue in the face. I love seeing people's eyes light up as I help them work through X problem, or as I share my tips that I've learned over the years about personal finance, about investing, or about anything. I love having those conversations. My body just lights up with joy. Their eyes light up as they're learning and they're just so happy to get this information. Why don't I do more of that? I don't have to put any pressure on it. You don't have to put any pressure on it. You don't have to put any pressure on it to make it a business, to incorporate, to make it a business entity. You don't have to trademark anything yet. Like, all you have to do is to explore, what would it feel like to do more of this work that I enjoy doing? That was the whole reason behind me starting my YouTube channel for you guys to see. It was the whole reason behind us doing the boot camp together at the start of the year, and why we're going to do another boot camp at the start of next year, because there's so much joy in just starting to explore something that is calling you. It's calling you for a reason. I'm not going to call it purpose, okay? All right, it doesn't have to be some deep thing, but it's calling you for a reason. Explore it, and you might discover, hey, I don't enjoy doing this, or this doesn't bring me joy anymore, or I really just like having these conversations one-off when someone approaches me. I don't want to make content around it. I don't want to, you know, put up a website about it. I don't want people reaching out to me for a one-on-one consultation. I enjoy making this product for my family for Thanksgiving. I don't want to make these outside of that. I don't want to make another run. I don't want to find a manufacturer. All of these things you will discover once you actually start, but you have to start. And for me, I know that I sometimes come back to this idea of purpose. And I'm gonna be real honest with you guys right now. I'm gonna share some areas of insecurities that I stumble on sometimes, that I have to remind myself and work back to the point of remembering that everything I'm doing is important. Everything that I'm doing is for a reason. I might not know that reason, but I have to trust that my steps are ordered. I truly do trust that. So Moyo and I will have these conversations. There are moments, as much as I try, there are moments where I'm just like, this sounds kind of crazy. You know, like, I'm Nikayla Matthews Okome. I host a podcast. Okay. There are moments where it's surreal to me. And because it's surreal to me, because it doesn't look like anything I ever imagined, it doesn't look like anything that they have on any kind of career list when they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Or what do you want to study? What do you want to major in? A podcast host was not on those lists. Okay. And when I am in those situations where people want to know more about me, want to know what I do, I sometimes still have a moment of pause, because it still doesn't make sense to me sometimes. I'm like, how could this be? How could this be what I'm doing? Like, this seems in one way too good to be true, but also the side of me that grew up in environments where it was all about, you know, what school you went to, what employer you worked for, the years of that kind of conditioning makes it really, really hard to have that same gratification when I state what it is I do. And so that inner voice that still struggles with that need for validation, because we all were raised in that for so long, everything from bringing home test scores and report cards, all of that stuff, like, as much as it's needed in some sense, it also builds this need for validation, gratification. It also causes you to align your self-worth with this external praise. And so on learning that, along with purpose, it's hard. It's continual work. And so because I can't label myself and put myself in a box, and attach myself to some employer's brand and, you know, attach myself to a school's label, Ivy this, whatever, like, that's not what's going to go on my tombstone. You know what I mean? And so I'm constantly trying to unlearn that. I'm okay with unlearning that. I'm okay with no longer getting that validation because I shouldn't have needed that to begin with. I shouldn't have ever wanted or needed that. And neither should you. But that said, I still have moments where I'm like, I kind of cringe a little bit. Not cringe. Cringe is too harsh. But kind of moments where it's like, it feels weird to me where someone introduces me as like, oh, this is Nikayla. She has a podcast or she creates content or, you know, they don't even know how to explain what I do. It makes me feel that what I do in those moments, I have glimpses of feeling like what I do is trivial. And it's not trivial. I know it's not trivial because I hear from you guys often. So trust me, like in those moments, I'm able to quickly bring myself back. But I wonder when it will even stop crossing my mind that is trivial. I wonder when I'll finally be able to completely erase those doubts from ever coming into my brain. I don't know. I don't know if it's meant to happen or not. But something that's helped me, and I hope maybe it might help you too, is to realize that simply by living my life out loud for others to see and experience and learn from, I am having an impact in this world. By letting my light shine, you know, I am giving others permission to let their light shine, you know, like the Bible says. By doing that, I truly do kind of unlock a lever for people. By letting my light shine, I do unlock a lever for people and give others permission to do it too. And sometimes that is what you need. Sometimes you need to see someone else living their life, doing something that you didn't think was possible for you to even have the courage to go after this. I know for sure that younger me would appreciate current me and be glad to see someone else doing something different than the predetermined career paths that she was shown. Because I was shown you could be this, you could be that, you could be that. And somewhere in my mind, I was so confused because I knew that none of those were for me. I didn't have the words for it at the time. I just tried to pursue those different paths. But in my gut, I felt that something was off, but I didn't know how to counter it because I didn't see anything else out there that I could be. I didn't know that I could design a life that I love like this. I didn't know that these were possibilities. I didn't know I could get paid to be myself, create content that helps other people, share information, and all these different things that I'm doing as I'm creating a career for myself that I never knew about. I didn't know that that existed. So I'm so proud of where I am right now as I continue to learn and grow, because who knows where I'll be in 10 years, 20 years, you know? So saying all that to say, when thoughts of, oh, what are you really doing with your life? Is this a serious career? Is this serious? Like, you know, I recall and remember, like, when I see other people doing amazing things that inspire me, I don't necessarily reach out to them and say, oh, thank you so much for doing that, blah, blah, blah. It's inspired me. I just get to work. I'm reminded like, oh, you can create a life that you love and you can, you know, live life on your own terms. Let me go after it. So that is what's also happening with myself and with Side Hustle Pro. There's so many people who haven't reached out to me who I know that I've probably helped, because I know that I haven't ever really gotten a chance to reach out to people who've helped me just by being in the world, just by creating content online and doing things that I now see as, wow, that's a possibility. It's a possibility to, I'll give you one example. The other day, I saw Fran of Hey Fran Hey, the Friend Zone podcast. You know, I love her. We've never actually met or connected in person, but I saw that she posted a brand campaign that she was doing with Facebook for their platform. I forget what it was, but it's her most recent, one of her most recent Instagram posts. And I was so excited when I saw that, you guys. Here's why I was excited. Because the work that she's doing with that campaign is exactly in line with the work I want to do. I want to help Black women founders get access to as much capital as possible, and capital with as few strings attached as possible, you know, not capital where you have to give over tremendous amounts of equity in your business and all that kind of stuff. So I'm continuing to leverage partnerships to bring those kind of opportunities to you guys. I'm researching more than ever to figure that out. And when I saw that, I was like, that is something I would love to do. That particular partnership, you know, I might not be doing that partnership right now, but it just reminded me that just by showing up in the world, being herself, she has created a space and a community of people who appreciate the journey that she shared, the lessons that she shared as she's learned them, the different things that she's learned throughout her journey in life. And by so doing that, she's created a job for herself. You know, she's created a job that allows her flexibility, profitability, and freedom. And that's the same thing that I'm doing. And so you need to see more people like that in order to be reminded that, hey, you are on the right path. Like, this particular path was carved out for you. You're doing the right thing. And you don't have to worry about figuring out how it's aligned to any particular purpose right now. All you have to do is live. All you have to do is live. Now, Steve Jobs once said, and as, you know, crazy as a person as he could be, from what I understand, and, you know, very alienating depending on who you speak to. However, one thing that he said that I always think about is, you can only connect the dots looking backwards. You cannot connect the dots looking forwards. So what that means is, you don't have to worry about figuring out right now how this connects to how that experience is going to help that next experience, blah, blah, blah. You'll see that all when you look back, when you're ready to write your autobiography, all that good stuff. Right now, your goal and all you need to focus on is moving forward. So that is why today, this whole idea of unlearning purpose came to me. Because I've been too caught up and focused on trying to find my purpose. Is this my purpose? Is this podcast my purpose? Moya and I, you know, we started the Color Noir coloring book app. We just completed our Kickstarter campaign, and I have been mailing out the physical copies of the coloring book. And we love seeing everyone's excitement about it. We love being able to create something for the next generation to help them feel affirmed in their identity and to see themselves, because we know how important it is to see yourself. And so it's easy to start thinking, well, what's the purpose of this? How does this fit into our purpose? Blah, 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 blah. And it's not saying that you can't ever think about the P word, but you can't get so hung up on it that you start feeling like you need to have it perfectly mapped out, written down in your 5 to 10 year plan. And so this is how the ways we have been socialized can mess us up sometimes, because people do ask you that in your interviews. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Where do you want to be in 10 years? You're not meant to know the answers to that. You truly are not. If you're like me, and you think about where you were 5 years ago, there is no earthly way I could have ever told you where I would be today in 2016. What? What? How was I supposed to know that? How could I possibly have known that? I couldn't. So what makes you think that you're supposed to know your purpose? What makes me think that I'm supposed to know my purpose? I just feel like I have unlocked a new level of freedom for myself. I have freed myself from needing to know how this all connects to some bigger picture. And because I have freed myself from that, I can now move forward and continue to work on the things that I'm drawn to, because I trust that it's all connected somehow. And even if I don't end up where I thought it could potentially lead me, it's still taking me somewhere where it's supposed to take me.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
So I hope you're still with me here. I hope this doesn't seem too woo-woo. You know, I'm always trying not to be too woo-woo, but because this is so important to what I do in the podcast, because it's so important to share my journey, which is something that I do on this podcast, I shared with you guys when I was still side hustling at NPR and figuring out how to monetize and setting up my first business bank account and setting up my trademark, all that stuff. I shared that with you guys. So now I'm sharing with you in this current phase of Nikayla, how I'm thinking about, hey, I'm finding myself drawn to certain things. I think I have an idea of why I'm interested in this and, you know, how this all fits in with me, who I am as a person and what I'm passionate about. But I'm no longer feeling this pressure to connect it to some kind of deeper purpose, because I know that simply by living in the moment and working, I am living in my purpose. I don't need to be able to explain it and describe it right in this moment. Something else that I've really been thinking about and why this was top of mind today, and I'm going to say a quick prayer before I finish talking about this, is I pray that this comes out correctly, because it's from my heart, and you know, I just want to share how it's all connected in my brain. So I have been really thinking a lot about Christia Donaldson. Christia is the CEO of TGIN. Thank God it's natural brand. She was a guest on Side Hustle Pro, sharing her journey from side hustler to full-time entrepreneur. And unfortunately, she passed away recently on the evening of November 13th. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 36. And she passed away at 42. So all of that, of course, is whirling around in my brain, not so much for the mortality of it all, but the fact that I spoke to Christia. I so enjoyed my conversation with her. We spoke before, you know, and after the interview, I connected with her so much. Like, her story resonated with me. Her essence, her energy was so beautiful, so kind, so generous, just willing to help and teach and just share everything she knew. And she just kept it real. And I, she's just someone who I always thought I would have a chance to connect with again. But as it happens, I do not. And for the past few days since I've heard, I've thought about her every single day. Sometimes it's my first thought when I wake up. And it's kind of crazy to me because we never met in person. And so her purpose and her impact, I think, is 10,000-fold what she on this earth, and I don't want to speak for her, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful in my thoughts, so please, please know this is coming from my heart. But I feel that her purpose and impact is 10,000-fold. I feel that her purpose and impact is 10,000-fold what she could have ever imagined. If she, of course, she had goals, and she talked about that in her book, and it was her mission to educate women, especially about breast cancer and advocating for themselves and fighting this thing, this terrible, terrible disease. But on this earth, I just wonder if you could ever kind of imagine the impact, the ripple effects that your life will have beyond the time that you're here, you know? I don't think it's possible, because I know that I've seen something, you know, where like only 1% of the people you impact will ever reach out to you. And I definitely believe that, because there's so many people who have impacted me, you know, many of the guests that I've had on this show, and I share that with them when they're here. But just the ways in which I continue to think about their story, and I continue to hear them in my head as I'm working on different things that I'm working on, they don't know that. I don't reach out to them every single time I think about them and say, hey, just want you to know that I thought about you today and that thing that you said, and it helped me with this. It's just impossible. It would be impossible to do that. So you, even in trying to figure out your purpose, it's a pointless exercise, because you will never, ever, 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 ever be able to know just how many people you are impacting, especially when you have a platform like a podcast where, you know, you have thousands of listeners. And thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast and for listening to me. Feel free to reach out to me anytime, by the way, to share how this show has impacted you. But I know that many of you will never, and that's okay. That's okay, because what Christia's life has taught me is that you're here for a fixed time. And it's best spent doing the work. As one of her last posts stated, you know, she said, start that business. Do that thing. And so I want us to keep that energy. I want us to keep that energy going into 2022, all this month. I want to share more behind the scenes of things that have helped me grow my particular type of business, which is a podcast. And going into 2022, I want us to kick off with a boot camp and to focus again on sticking consistently with our side hustle, really working on it consistently. I hope you guys will join me on this upcoming journey. Sign up at sidehustlepro.co/bootcamp to be in the loop when we launch the next one. I hope to do it bigger and better, but hey, this is only my second go round. So, you know, I'm not going to put too much pressure on it, but I will be keeping us all together in the loop via the email list. So sign up there. Let me know how you feel about this idea of unlearning purpose. Let me know, has trying to figure out how a certain side hustle fits into your overall life's purpose been keeping you in analysis paralysis? Let me know. And if so, I hope that this episode gives you permission to let that go. Stop trying to explain it. Stop trying to journal it and make it make sense. And definitely stop trying to look to someone else for validation on your idea, because what do we always say? They were not meant to see it. They did not get the vision. They weren't sprinkled with the same vision. They got another vision. You have your vision. You work on your vision. So something that I've really been enjoying this year is creating content on YouTube for Nikayla TV. It's been a slow, slow journey because it is so much more work to do video, right? So it's a slow journey, but it's been a really rewarding journey. And I can't even explain to you what it is that I enjoy about it so much. It just literally is a feeling that I have. And even if it's just one or two people that comment on the video, it makes me feel that it's important. And it makes me know that it's helpful for people just to see what my life is like, that the snippets that I'm able to show when I'm able to wrangle my camera and my son at the same time. And it reminds me that there's some YouTubers who I followed and I didn't necessarily comment on their video. I didn't reach out to them. Maybe I should have. And then one day they just stopped creating content. And I was so sad. I always think about them like, are they gonna release any more videos? What's going on? Sometimes I check on their IG to see if they're still around, and they are around. They're just not pouring into their content because they might think that nobody cares. They might think that, why am I putting so much time into recording and editing this and I'm only getting, you know, barely 100 views or whatever. And I'm here to tell you that you are still making an impact, okay? 99 people watched your video. What? 99 people cared enough to watch your video? That is awesome. That is amazing. Keep going. With consistency, that will absolutely grow. I have never done anything consistently and not seen results, whether that's working out, whether that's this podcast, no matter what it's been. Anytime I've been consistent with something, I have seen results and benefits. So keep going as well, because you just don't know who you're impacting. And I guarantee you, if you have created something, there's someone out there who is benefiting from it. If one person has purchased, then, and it, you know, it's not just your mama. If five people have purchased, like, keep going, keep improving. Keep improving what you're working on so that 10 people will want to purchase, so that 10 people will want to watch. Keep going, okay? Be consistent. Let go of the idea that it needs to be tied to something bigger. And I keep repeating this because these episodes are something I listen to myself. These are reminders to myself. These are like diary entries to myself at times. And I just think that you really need that repetition to get it into your brain. I know I do, to get it into my brain, the message that I'm trying to get across. So with that, I will leave you today and I will pick up next week and we'll talk a little bit more behind the scenes about how I've grown Side Hustle Pro Podcast and different things that have worked for me. If you want to hear more from me, make sure that you're following me over on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro, and that you're also subscribed to the Side Hustle Pro newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. Talk to you guys next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.